your host, Drew Carey.
The Price is Right launched in 1972, and even if you don't watch, you probably know it's about guessing the price of common retail products, and contestants who guess correctly could win.
It's a new Mercedes-Benz!
For the first 40 years of the show, the models showing off those new cars were always women. The producers hired its first male model in 2012, but he quickly left for a soap opera. The next male model will be chosen by the public.
All right, I'm going to give you the sunglasses to start.
On the sixth floor of the CBS building in Philadelphia, producers did a first round of open call interviews, and it brought out some talent that was pretty raw.
I saw the casting on their Instagram account, actually. You know, sort of like a dream job to be a model on The Price is Right.
Andrew McKenty of Westchester has no experience acting or modeling, just watching The Price is Right with his grandmother.
It's one of my fondest memories. It was a little time to escape from my parents and spend some time with my grandmother. And, we used to watch it when Barb Barker was on it. And so it's good bonding time.
Another hopeful named Tony Hom also has no experience. But the fit 35-year-old who delivers Chinese food for a New Jersey restaurant believes he's got what it takes.
I just feel like there aren't many Asian models out there. I feel like maybe that's what they need.
Many of the wannabe models have what might be called the Rocky stuff, because sure, they showed up for an audition wearing flip-flops and cargo shorts, but people like Herb Gephardt, who was 54, never say die.
I think I have a little bit something different to bring to the table than what the basic standard or the image has been. Something a little bit more that the home viewer can associate with. Like, oh, there's an older guy on him. He can do it. Anybody can do it.
Producers from The Price is Right are on a multi-city tour to find the best talent and invite them to second-round auditions in Los Angeles. And from that, three guys will be chosen to appear on the CBS show The Talk to be vetted for the public. Producer Trevor Rogas says ultimately it is the public who will decide which contestant gets the gig.
Our show is so high energy, very fast-paced, very loud show. And so our executive producer always says, you know, if you are feeling absolutely ridiculous and way over the top, you're almost there.
Kevin Anthony, a local actor who has appeared in films like National Treasure with Nicolas Cage, says he has the skills to shine on daytime TV.
Like, I could be talking about a Pop-Tart. This is the Pop-Tart in my hand, and I'm stroking the Pop-Tart on the bottom, but then when you caress it from the left, that sells them every time, man. That makes me want to go out and buy a Pop-Tart.
It'll be a couple weeks until Anthony knows that the show producers will ask him to come on down. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.